eerie silence. We good there?
Go ahead, guys.
Questions?
How did it feel to get your first NFL win?
We're excited. You know, I think our guys played with great energy. We made some mistakes, coach included. But I think just the way they approached the game, the energy that they played with, you know, and I told them that after the game, if you play hard, you get a shot of winning in this league. And I thought our guys played really, really hard. So.
You had 53 plays in the first half.
Do you think I've told you before, we don't count plays, and that's not, you know, part of our deal. I think it was a bizarre first half. You know, the first drive, and then the ball's tipped, and was it a lateral? And they said it was. So it's we get the, you know, they score, and they haven't, offense hasn't been on the field, and we get the drive again. So. We don't count plays. We never have. The thing you got to count is points, and I think our defense did a great job tonight, and that was the key for us, I think, is how well they played and the energy that those guys played with. So.
Was the tempo consistent with how you want to play this season?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't look at it like that. You know, I look at it as we got into this game, we felt like this is what we needed to do early, just because there's such potent offense. You know, you got Alfred Morris, and you got RG3, and those guys, and you know, we felt like we've been prepared. This is kind of how we practice. So, you know, that's the way we came out today. Is that what we have to do every game? You know, it really just depends on who you're playing.
A couple of the guys coming off the field said just how much fun they had out there, like kids playing football. I mean, how much have they bought into this? And like you see, how much are they having fun?
You know, we talk about that. I talked to them about it last night. You know, it still is a game. You know, and I think sometimes we all take ourselves too seriously. I mean, we love playing football, and there's a passion with it, but that's the way it should be played. And I had a lot of fun tonight, and I think our guys had a lot of fun, but you're always going to say that when you win. So.
The first quarter has gone much better
than they did. Yeah. I mean, we turned it over, and they scored 7 points, but we don't look at it that way. You know, I think the one thing we learned is that there's a lot of things we can do a little bit better. We got a lot of tape to coach off of, and it's one victory. It's a big victory because it's in the division, but you know, it's just one victory. And we got a short week coming up, and got to get ready to play on a Sunday again. So you know, we got to get back to work quickly tomorrow. So
earlier this week, that he didn't really know what the identity of the defense was going into tonight. They were going to find themselves. What was your biggest takeaway from what they did tonight?
I just like the energy that they played with, you know, and that's the one thing that we talked about is that we're going to play hard. And you know, if you can go out and play hard, you're going to make mistakes, but don't be afraid of making mistakes and play hard. And a lot of times that effort will make up for some of those mistakes. So. Yeah, I talked to Mike.
I mean, how's he looking and feeling?
He seemed pretty happy.
Are you cool with the number of hits that he wound up taking?
I mean, I would wish he would never get hit at all, but I mean, that's the game that we play, so.
He got hit a couple of times after handing the ball. You're okay from what you saw?
I didn't. I mean, I got to look at the film to make sure I saw what all those that part of it, so.
Yeah, I think he played tonight overall.
I thought Mike did a nice job. You know, I think, you know, there's probably one or two throws that he probably wants back. We had a couple of protection breakdowns that weren't him. You know, he's expecting guys to be picked up and got hit a few times. But, you know, I thought he did a nice job for us. And then that run we had, you know, in the fourth quarter there, that was huge for us, kind of get us out of a hole. We were in a little bit of a lull as a group. But, you know, he made a big play for us and got us out of there. So.
Did you feel like you took your foot off the accelerator maybe a little bit too early there in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, we may have. You know, we got to look at that. You know, you start to manage a game, it's a different game at this level because the clock's always running, so it's a little bit different than in college. You know, you're trying to get a first down. I think for us as a group, and it was no different than when I was in college, if you can get one first down, we get rolling. You know, and I think a couple of times we call them self-inflicted wounds. We put ourselves in a hole with some penalties, and I think those things are correctable, we hope. But we got a lot to learn from, and that's it's great to get a win. But it's also good to get a win where you can learn from it. And then I think that's what we'll do as a staff. We go back and watch film and sit down with those guys. They'll be back in tomorrow just for film. So we'll get a chance to break this thing down and then get ready for San Diego coming in on Sunday.
Did some of the guys on offense say that they could notice the Redskins' defense being a little tired maybe at the end of the first half?
I didn't talk to them about that.
Jim, what kind of view different O-line formations? Is that something that you would have done in Oregon, one? Number two, what do you see that does to the defense?
Well, we did a lot of things at Oregon, so you know, and I think it's a credit to those players at Oregon because they allowed us to. But I think our guys here really grasp some of the things we're doing. We got a real smart group up front, so you know, we think it creates some problems at times, and it's some adjustments that people have to make to try to defend all that stuff. So you know, really don't know how far we'll take it, but I think it helped us a little bit tonight. So,
Chip, what kind of a look did you get at that lateral, that backward?
I mean, I'm standing at the 35, so you know everything was in front of me. So,
did you talk to any players that they get any kind of a look at?
It don't matter. So, I mean, we can all talk about it all we want, but the ruling was a ruling. So.
So we had Boykin and Poyer rotating there. Was Boykin hurt at all?
No, I just think that we got a lot of snaps on defense, too. So I think at times they were just trying to roll those guys in a little bit. So
Boykin, Williams, but the interception set, broke up that fourth down pass. Can you just kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, Kerry's a really, really good football player. And I think it showed tonight. I talked to him specifically at halftime. I thought he was close, and I didn't mean to be prognosticate, but I said, I think you're going to get one. And he comes out that first drive and gets one for us, and we score off of it. So I thought Kerry played really well.
Are there things you were able to do tonight that, because of what you were able to do, you said, okay, we can expand in that direction a little bit more? In other words, you showed so much more tonight than you did in the preseason, obviously. How much more is there to show that you have in the bag? The bag of tricks.
We got a bag. I don't think it was a bag of tricks. I think it's just football, you know, and like any staff, no matter who you are, you're always trying to get formations that will be friendly to you and try to get you some friendly looks where you can do what you want to do. So.
Two more questions.
You said you had fun. What was fun for you?
Just the atmosphere. You know, I've always, when I coached at Oregon, we had the best home field advantage in the country, we felt. But as a team, we always loved going on the road. You know, there's just that feeling when you go on the road and you're kind of in a hostile environment, and it's just kind of you and the team. And I think our players felt that today. Although I heard some Eagles chants in the stands, which we were always excited about that. But, you know, as we've said since day one, it's a game, and it doesn't have to be run like a business. And we don't run practice like a business. We don't run our training sessions like a business. We got a bunch of guys that are excited to be at work every single day, and they make us as coaches make sure we come to work every day, be ready for them, because these guys are going to challenge you in the meeting room, you know, from an X and O standpoint, because they're so knowledgeable in the game, and it keeps us sharp, it keeps them sharp, and it's a lot of fun. It's a real good group to be around.
Is this what you thought it would feel like?
No, it's what I hoped it would feel like, and that's what makes it so special. So,
in terms of the way the defense played, what most resonated with you?
Just how hard they played and the energy that they played with, That's the one thing we preach, is that we're going to be relentless and we're going to get after it. We're going to make mistakes. Yeah, everybody makes mistakes. But if you can make mistakes going full speed, good things will happen for you. So,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Deshaun and LeSean.